Talking to the Terry May Munchta, Chavtalat of Tavshinayan Zion, Reb Avram Buchman.
The sugya we're speaking about today is negea to both Ben Azmanim and also to the Shivat Nechemta. We're in the 7 weeks after Tisha B'Av before Rosh Hashanah. There's a Gemara in Moed Katan. The Gemara says that someone who sees, says Haroya, someone says Ore Yehuda Bechurbanan. Someone sees the cities of Yehuda in their, you know, in their Churban state, right? There's a chiv to be Kriya. After Kriya, a person has to tear Kriya on. He sees Yerushalayim b'chubana, the Ar Yehuda and the Chubanan, you have to take Kriya on them. How do you know? The Gemara brings a posuk, because by Yivar Anoshim Yishchem, there's a posuk by time of, just after the Churban. So when Gedaliah ben Achikam was in charge of, he'd been set up by Nebuzaradan, in charge of the remainder of the people in Eretz Yisrael, so people came. They were on the way to the Beis HaMikdash to bring Korbanos. People came from Shila and Shoimra and Shmoinim Ish, 80 people, Mugulach Ezaken, Ukre Begodim, and they had torn clothes, Umiskoidim, and they cut themselves, Uminchol Voina Biyodim, Lahobi Beis Hashem. They thought they were going to the Beis HaMikdash. On the way, they found out it had been destroyed, and they came to Mitzvah, they saw the destruction over there, and they tore their clothes. And that's how they appeared before Gedaliah. Or they wanted to appear before Gedaliah. Unfortunately, when they got there, he'd already been killed by Yishmael. Yishmael killed these people as well. But it's Meduik in the Pasuk that they came with torn clothes. Why did they have torn clothes? Because they'd seen the Churban Yerushalayim. Mikan, from here, the Gemara learns out, there's a chiv for a person to tear Kriya when he sees the Churban of Yerushalayim. The Gemara carries on. Horoye, someone sees it. Kivan Shigial the Tsoifim. When reaches Tsoifim, Kerea, he has to do Kriya when reaches Tsoifim. What's Tsoifim? Tsoifim is the point at where a person has to do Kriya on Yerushalayim. Now, Tsoifim, there's a place in Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim, called Har Tsoifim, which is Mount Scopus, which is probably not what's referred to in the Gemara. We'll see. The Gemara in Psachim, Daf Mem Tes, as a Mishnah. The Mishnah says as follows. It says, somebody, Mishi Yotzam Yerushalayim, someone was leaving Yerushalayim. V'nizkar, he remembered, Sheish B'yodai Bosa Kodesh. He had some Bosa Kodesh with him. Right? He had some Kobonis, some meat from one of the Kobonis, and he had it with him, and he left Yerushalayim. So the halacha is, if a person has meat from a Kobonis, and he leaves Yerushalayim, then it's nisal b'yotze mimchitzas kodshim kalim, chomis Yerushalayim. You have kodshim kalim, right? You say every morning in Ezeim b'koyman, kodshim kalim, or eaten b'chol, some of them in Oho Yerushalayim. Once it leaves Yerushalayim, you can't eat it anymore. If you can't eat the basar kodesh anymore, what you have to do is you've got to destroy it. Now, lechatchila, you're meant to destroy it in the Beis HaMikdash, because b'mokoyim achilosoy, the place where you're meant to eat it, burn it there as well. However, if a person's on his way, he's already left Yerushalayim and he's on his journey, and he comes ready to a place called Tsoifim, if he's before Tsoifim, go back, burn it in Yerushalayim. If you're already past Tsoifim, the halacha is, you can be sorry for it, b'mikoymoy, burn it where you are. So Tsoifim is the place after which time you're that distance from Yerushalayim, not far from Yerushalayim, from there on, you don't have to go back to Yerushalayim, you can burn it, b'mikoymoy. However, if you are before Tsoifim, then you need to burn it, you need to return to Yerushalayim. Obviously, it's close enough with Matriach you to make you go back to Yerushalayim to burn the Kodshim, which came possible by Haitzah, back in Yerushalayim. What is Tsoifim? So Rashi says, Tsoifim is Shem Kfar. It's the name of a village or a city. Sheyochel Lirois Beis HaMikdosh Mishom. It was a place from what that vantage point you could see Yerushalayim. That was what Tsoifim is. Tarsus brings it down, and he says, it's a bit difficult to say it's a particular village, because that would only be relevant then to a person traveling in the direction of that village. If a person was traveling in the opposite direction, so then when's his gather? Well, at what point do I say, you know, if Tzoyfim is, let's say, to the east of Yerushalayim, if you're traveling west, then, well, what point do you go back to Bnei Yerusha Kodshim? What point do you not go back? So Tzoyfim says it means, he says, as Eidzeh Tzoyfim, what's Tzoyfim? He says, Komokoim Soviv Yerushalayim, anywhere surrounding Yerushalayim, Shiyochol Liroi Soim Yishom, you can see it from there. So Tzoyfim, similar to Rashi, he's saying that's Pshat basically. Tzoyfim is Shem Kvar, it's a place where you can see Yerushalayim from there, and anywhere surrounding Yerushalayim, which is also a vantage point, you can see Yerushalayim from there, that is the point of Tzoyfim. At that point, Legabe Kodshim, the guy of the Mishnah, Psochim Daf Memtes, you have to go back. L'choreh, they say, is the same thing as well, Legabe Kriya on Yerushalayim. Person sees Yerushalayim from Tzoyfim, a vantage point where you can see what's going on, then there will be a chiv to rise Kriya, take Kriya at that point in time. This is brought down in Tur. The Tur says, also it says, Kroi Yerushalayim, when a person sees Yerushalayim, he has to be Kriya. Umehechon achayav li Kriya, from what point do you have to do Kriya on Yerushalayim? Mishiyagiel Tzoyfim, when you reach Tzoyfim. Same Loshon. The Beis Yosef says, what's Tzoyfim? He says, like this, the Hanulim, that's only to say, if you see Yerushalayim, or the Beis Mikdash, that means before you reach Tzoyfim, then there's no Chiv Kriya. If the Gemara is telling me there's a Chiv to rise Kriya from Tzoyfim, when you from reach Tzoyfim, that means that before you reach Tzoyfim, you could also see it, but there's no Chiv Kriya. Elamai, what's Tzoyfim then? So he says, Tzoyfim is a place where it's a Re'iyah Chashuva. That means it's something called a Re'iyah, you can see, as a Re'iyah Chashuva, where it's ready something which is more impressionable. So he says, there's only a Chiyuv to take Kriya when you're close enough to them, where the Re'iyah has a hashpah, has an effect. You can see what's going on. It's not just a long distance Re'iyah. You can actually see the Re'iyah, see the Churban, see what's going on. And therefore, much further away, because it's Tzoyfim and outwards, according to the Beis Yosef, that's, you might be able to see it, but it's not called the Re'iyah Chashuva. Nafkamina, Posh Nafkamina nowadays, a person goes to the promenade in Talpiot. The promenade in Talpiot is quite a distance from Yerushalayim, but over there you can see onto the Harbais, you can see the dome from over there. The shaila is there a Chiyuv Kriya if a person goes to the promenade in Talpiot? Now, about
is the dome called Riyah already, or the ground?
Maybe we'll get to there. The Bach speaks about the Kuba. The Kuba L'Choyer is the dome. The dome has been around for 1500 years. The Choyer, that's the Bach was referring to when he speaks about Kuba. The Ritzba is also a shout because the Ritzba, the Koysol, the Kuba, maybe we'll get there. But so you have this Machloi Kazakopon. The Beis Yosef says it's got to be a Riyach Hashuva. Of its Mashmah, it said from Toysus and the Rashi that no, any Riyah is enough. This machlokes is brought down by the Betzel HaChochma. The Betzel HaChochma, that's Rabbi Saul Stern, who was over in Europe, and then he came over in Melbourne after the war. He was discussing a shaila based on what says in Simon Reish Chav Ches, in Archaim, Sif Aleph. The Mechaber says, Al Yamim Unohorois. Someone sees the sea, or mighty rivers, Horim Ugvois, Midboris, mountains, or great deserts. He says, Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Oise Maaseh Bereishis. Right? You have to make a bracha when you see great seas. Balayom HaGodli speaks about, he says, the Yam HaGodli, you make a separate bracha. He says, Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Oise Yam HaGodli, he says. Mechaber Paskin, the person sees the sea, you got to make a bracha. Oisem Asabreshis, or the Yam HaGodl, is Oisem Yam HaGodl. There's a machloikis what the Yam HaGodl is. The Mechaber says it's the Yam Shoirim ben Eretz Yisrael and Mitzrayim. It's the sea between Eretz Yisrael and Mitzrayim, which is the Mediterranean Sea. Other Poskim hold no, it's the Yam Okeanus. It's the ocean, which means the Atlantic Ocean. And the sea is not enough. If you see the Mediterranean, you just make Oysa Masa Bereshis, because that's seeing a big Yam. There are different machlokes exactly what to do in which sea. A person goes to the sea, it's much safer to make Oysa Masa Bereshis, you hear it according to everybody, because if the Yam HaGodol is the Mediterranean, then the Atlantic only gets Oysa Masa Bereshis. So it's always safer to make Oysa Masa Bereshis, a person goes to the sea. I'm not sure exactly if the Irish Sea counts altogether. But you can still make Oysa Masa Bereshis anyway because it's Masa Bereshis. It's a great expanse of water. It's impressive. And it's no different to Nohoros, impressive rivers, impressive mountains. And sea is also impressive. The Yam HaGodol is a shad exactly where to make it. If you want to be safe, you go to Gibraltar, you see both at once. So the B'tel HaChochma had the Shaila, a person flying by plane. The person is flying on the plane, so he leaves, he takes off, and he flies over the sea. So, do you make a brocha on the sea from the plane? Why? Because on the one hand, you can see the whole sea in front of you, look out your window. But on the other hand, all you can see is the sea, nothing else. On the other hand, you're miles away. You're 35,000 feet up in the thing, that's about 3-4 miles up in the air. So the Chayre, he wants to say, maybe it's Toil Machloikis, the Rashi Toys against the Beis Yosef. Because according to the Beis Yosef, it's Riyah Hashuva. So he's miles away, that's too far, that's not Soifimanin. On the other hand, according to Rashi and Toys, you have a Riyah, you saw it. The Chayre, anywhere in vision, once you can see, you can see. So the fact you're miles away up in the sky should be no reason not to make the Bracha of Oysa Masa Bereshis on the sea, even though you're miles above it. The Maaseh, he paskins, he brings a raya from a aloch and Simon Tov Reish Peiches. Tov Reish Peiches is in Sugya of Kriyas Megillah. We know in Kriyas Megillah that most places lay Megillah on Yud Dalet Adar, on the 14th. However, if you are a krach muku choyme, if you're a city which was walled from the time Yeshua ben Nun, then you lay in Megillah on the 15th on Tesvov. That's the Pasuk in Megillah. So the Mechaber paskins, not only a city which was walled at the time of Yeshua ben Nun, reads in the 15th, but even a kfar, hanirim imohem, afish en soichim, for example, a city which you can see from that city to the kfar. The Moshe, let's say Yav Yushalayim was walled from the time of Yeshua ben Nun, earlier. So now, if you have a city on a mountain overlooking Yerushalayim, that will be included because you can see the city from, you see Yerushalayim from that point. So it's not just the city itself. Anywhere that you can see from afar to Yerushalayim will be included in the krach. He brings it right from here, l'chor, you see re'iyah, seeing, isn't toinesai on a distance. That even much further away, Kozman, you can see, you have a Ri'ah Hashuva, but you have a Ri'ah. Once you have a Ri'ah, that's ready enough to be included in the environs of the city of Yerushalayim. The Mishnah Berurah does bring machlokes about it. The could be the condition is you've got to be either within a meal, or as well, you've got to see as al Nira, he says, it could be, Dnira, Gamkein, Eino Nechsh of the Krach. It could be that even seeing is not enough because the Machaber stipulates a meal, it's got to be within a meal as well. The Machloik is Pshat in the Machaber, when he says you've got to be within a meal, the distance of Yerushalayim, let's say, is that everything within the meal plus further out where you can see, or no? Everywhere within a meal, and seeing is also going to be in the meal. Seeing by itself is not enough. You've got to be within a meal's distance as well. That's machlokes over there in Tov Reish Peiches.
Sorry, does it have to be direct, or can you see through glass?
Glass is not a problem. Seeing through glass, he speaks about it. An airplane, you can't open the window to make the bracha on the airplane. No. Yeah, you see, glass is not a problem. He speaks about it over there, why glass is not a problem. Glass is okay, that's direct vision. Seeing a reflection is any more problematic. Certainly seeing a digital screen is much more problematic. But wouldn't count altogether. But seeing through glass is not a problem. He brings a raya from see-through glass because we know that erev bashosh is a problem. You know, a person is not allowed to daven in front of something which is disgusting. A glass mechitza is insufficient to protect you. You have to have something which is solid. That's why a mezuzah in a bedroom, you put a covered color on. You don't put a clear cover on a mezuzah in a bedroom because it's dvar dav erev over there. So glass is not a problem because you see through glass is not going to make a bracha on. Oh, so Akapon, so he paskins from over here, the Pesach Chochma, as a right from over here, he wants to go with the first shita of the Mechaber, the Pashto of the Mechaber, is that Re'i is not Toilah and distance altogether, and therefore he says, even if you're much, much further away, for example, you're up in a plane, miles away, you can still make a bracha on the sea. Hu'adin, he says as well, as let's say you attack very far, you don't live near the sea, right? But in distance, you can just see the sea. That's already enough. Why? Because the bracha, he says, the bracha of Shvach on the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Ribbono Shel Olam made a bria, and part of that bria is the yam. Chazal mesakin a bracha on seeing the sea, which is part of the Ribbono Shel Olam's bria. So you have a chiyuv bracha, oise massive rages when you see the sea. Now, there is a time limit on these brachas, it's once every 30 days. So a person sees the sea already once within 30 days. After that, you don't make the bracha again for a further 30 days. Now, there is a shaila if you make the bracha b'shem malchus or not. What's shem malchus? Because the Gemara says in brachas, when it brings down all these brachas, brachas go on the test break haroya, the Gemara says, al brachim oimer baruch shekoich kibosim ali oilem. A person hears thunder, sees lightning, he says, or thunder, whatever you say, baruch, and it doesn't say baruch atah Hashem nekenu melech oilem. Just says Baruch Shekoch Rosam Wali Oilam. Says Baruch Oisam Asabrachis. The brachas are said truncated. The Shai is when the Gemara says the bracha truncated, just says Baruch Oisam Asabrachis. Baruch Oisam Yom HaGotl. Baruch Shekoch Rosam Wali Oilam. Was Gemara Davka or Lav Davka? Did the Gemara mean without Shem Malchus or Davka specifically? Or no, the Gemara is just trying to being truncating and telling you what the bracha is with the Hakadoma. Baruch, and it's understood that you make it with the Shem Malchus as well. The Shittas Haravid is that really you make them without the Shem Malchus. You make a bracha just Baruch, Sha'asa, Siyam HaGodl, Baruch, Oysan, Asabrachis, all the Achrim Rechelik on the Haravid. However, the Pesach Advir was written in Izmir about 250 years ago. He points out the minig in his place was, let's say, on lightning and thunder, people did not make the bracha with the Shem Malchus. They just said, Baruch Shekoicha Ugvurosai Mole Oilam. He brought down another minig as well. He says, earthquakes, the Chor is also a bracha, Shekoicha Ugvurosai Mole Oilam. He says, earthquakes didn't make the bracha altogether. When people were in an earthquake, all they said a minig was, seems to say, Shema Yisrael, that's all they said. So, he's Malamed Zechus. He wants to say, that could be, why do people not make Shem Malchus? We don't go with the Ravid. So he says, one reason is because when it comes to making a bracha, the Moshe on thunder and lightning, there's halachas involved. You can't just make a Ravid bracha on any lightning. It has to be Toich Kedei Dibur. First, let's say, here's thunder, right? So you make the bracha, Shekoyech Gvosim Olam, it's got to be Toich Kedei Dibur, within about 1.6 seconds, of hearing it. You can't hear the thunder and then ponder for a few minutes and then make the bracha. You missed it. There's another halacha that you only make once per storm. Once nispazru ha'ovim, once the clouds clear up and it's no longer overcast overhead, you can see the sky, then a new storm comes, make a new bracha. However, something can be that the sky clears a bit, especially in Manchester, it's never clear, clears a bit, and clouds over, clears a bit, and you never know, is it the same storm? Is it a new storm? So because of these sveikas bedin, so therefore people don't want to get involved in a sovik bracha, they don't exactly know what to do, so therefore they rely on the ravid and make the bracha without shem malchus, because that saves any problem of having a bracha levatolo. The Maase, he says, Alosh, in the Pesach Dvir, he says, Chachomim, the Chachomim, Yoidea Chilukei Dinim, who know the Chilukei Dinim, Vada Deim Mavorach B'Shem Malchus. They certainly should make a bracha B'Shem Malchus. But you see, there is a, when it comes to a problem of a Sovik Brachus, people will name on a minute, take a minute, not to say Shema Achus, because there's a problem. That minute obviously over 250 years ago. So it could be as well, when it comes to the sea, people here aren't so medactic, because is it the sea? Is it not the sea? Do I make a rocha? Do I make a rocha? Is it Yamagotl? Is it Mediterranean? Is it Atlantic? And because of that, it could be as a common northwards, it's become more common. People are negligent in making this rocha. But Rav Ozner writes very stark. Rav Ozner says, Avada, a person sees the Yam as a chiyuv for he to his misbos. See, the Baruch Shem the Yam a godel. It's a chiyuv be bracha. A person is meant to make the bracha when you see it. A person shouldn't be lax in the bracha because the minik comes from a very, very weak source. Just people weren't sure what to do, and it's amaratzish really, and it's not really out salt kvua dika minik. So Ken Zayin, I would suggest as well, why do people make a Shema Yisrael when it's an earthquake? So it's probably because one guy, was his grandfather by an earthquake, and the earthquake, and his father got petrified, and says, "Oh, Shema Yisrael!" He thinks he's going to die because the earthquake's shaking. So, that's because it was an earthquake then. And from that came not to say Shema Yisrael by an earthquake, but really the minig is completely baseless, because that kind of earthquake, you say, Shekach was Mali Oilam. Shema is an afterthought when Taka Yiriyas is all over, but it's not the Ikechiv when there's an earthquake. It's fair, so the Gabi also, not just the Gabi as well, you find the bracha is not just on the sea. Siv Gimel over there says in Resh Kavches, it says you make a bracha also on the Horim Gvois Hamashun B'ni Keres Gvures Haboyrei Bohem. If a person sees a mountain, you also make Oise Masa Bresh. You see a mountain, very impressive mountain. Not all mountains. You can't see any mountain. The Mechaber says, Horim Gvois Hamshunim, which are unusual, Venikeres, and you can recognize in them, Gvuras Haboira. You see the mightiest devotion created, that's a mountain. Wow, it's impressive, makes an impression on you. So you see the Brocha, Oise Masa Bresh. What's the gather of a mountain? So it's got to be impressive. That's make an impression. It's got to be Nikeres Gvuras Haboirei Bohem. The Ochas Rabbeinu brings down from the Chazon Ish that once he went from Bnei Brak to Yerushalayim, and he went the old road, and the old road goes down the valleys and up the mountains, and he was so impressed with Chazon Ish, he made the bracha over there of Oisim HaSebracious, on even the mountains, which are not very high at all. But obviously the vista was very impressive, and it made an impression on him. The impression was not to say, oh, Oisim HaSebracious. When a person is impressed, if the mountain has a spawn a person, you feel, wow, Oisim HaSebracious, that is an appropriate time to make a bracha, because you're very impressed by it.
So it means that even although you might say Oisim HaSebracious, you see the sea from the airplane, see a mountain from the airplane.
So Ken Zayin L'Chaira, so the Chakira is like this. The Chakira is it in the Chevtza? As this Chevtza of a mountain is impression, gives an impression, and therefore, even if I see it from the sky, that's I pass over Everest. Hashem made Everest. It's a very impressive mountain. See the Matterhorn. It's a very impressive mountain. Now, it's true from 3 miles away, like a dot on this, you can hardly see anything. But you can see the mountain, basically. Would you make a bracha on that or not? If you make a bracha on the Chevtza, on the Maaseh Bereishis, Hashem made the Maaseh Bereishis. So Hashem made a wonderful thing. So I see it, the Chiyuv bracha, the Chayra, like the B'tzal Chochma seems to say. You see the sea, Bebechza Shvach, gives Shvach to the on the sea. So you see the mountain, gives Shvach to the made this mountain in his world. However, if it's about being misboiled, you've got to be impressed. As in the Gavra, my impression, I've got to be impressed by it. So then you see from upstairs, in this plane, it's not a major impression. You know, you're just flying over, territories, a bit bumpier than the flat place. But it's not necessarily inspiring. There would be no Chiv on the mountains. And Achram L'Choy is told on this Chakira. So again, a mountain, if something makes an impression on a person, that there would be a chiv to make a bracha on a voice and aspirations of the impression. If Shlomo Zalman declares the Shaila, what if a person lives near the sea? A person lives near the sea. Does he make the bracha? Because obviously, if he sees it on a regular basis, you don't have the 30-day gap. But let's say 30 days expires from when he saw it last. Do you make the bracha or not? Shlomo Zalman says, no. Such a person doesn't make bracha. If you live near the sea, So that means every day you see the sea, or you possibly see the sea, it's no major deal. That's how you live. If a person lives, there's no impression going on. If a person's not majorly impressed by it, Shlomo Zalman says, there is no bracha on the sea. You have to be impressed by it. Ken Zanecho is arguing on the Tzela Chochma. The Tzela Chochma said, the Choret Sadin is Shvach HaBoirei. You have to give Shvach praise to Hashem for creating a world with these wonderful things in them. And therefore the sea is Adin, the Chetza, the physical fact there's a sea. Even if you see from a big distance, let's say far away, or on plane, there's still a Chir Bracha. Amit Tzad Shein says, no, you've got to be seen in a way where you're impressed by it. It's going to make an impression. Now, it could be from a plane, you also get an impression because you see this huge, massive body of water in front of you, which is itself impressive, even though you're very far away. Or a person, let's say, lives near the sea, so there's no impression. He lives near the sea, he hears the waves anyway in the background the whole time. Doesn't make a major impression on him. Because it doesn't make a major impression, say, but Shem says, no bracha. Or but if it's a birchas ha-shvach, then the chodesh should be a bracha. Why? Because you've seen the sea. And since 30 days expired, since you saw it last, so therefore now you have a chiyuv hispailus. You should be impressed by it. You're not impressed by it? Fine, that doesn't excuse you. About upon him, someone lives near the sea, even if they haven't seen it for 30 days, would not make a bracha on the sea. This is very negeah, the original shaila. It's Yodua. There's a minag. Question: how erroneous the minag is. There's a minag. People are not so makpid to tear kriya when they go to the Kaisel. Or they go to see Yerushalayim, see the Harabai, see the dome. Well, where does it come from? So, first thing is that people who live in Yerushalayim, do they tear kriya when they go to the Kaisel? So, the Magen Avraham brings down. He says, the halacha is that there's no chinuch on kriya. Kriya is something which you do from mitzvah onwards. Below from mitzvah, bas mitzvah, there's no inyan kriya. So he says, a child who's born in Yerushalayim, when he's a kid, he doesn't do kriya. Right? When he grows up, right, so he's old in 30 days of seeing the Yerushalayim. So therefore, people in Yerushalayim don't do kriya because the chayyim, they see it every 30 days. And even though nowadays, this expands, people don't go the whole time in Yerushalayim every 30 days, and it could be more than 30 days expired from when you last saw it, but the minag seems to be in Yerushalayim that after 30 days as well, there's no, if you live in Yerushalayim, there's no, you don't, the minag is not to do kriya. The Pesachim aren't sure about the minag. Again, it could be one of these nahagim like the Shema Yisrael earthquake minag. Why? Because people have Molag HaTzaitin, and people didn't visit Yerushalayim like nowadays. To visit Yerushalayim and Molag HaTzaitin took a month's trek, and you got there and you stayed there for a while, and there's very few people did it. So therefore, to be Kaveh HaMinig on something which very few people did is very hard. And it could be this guest from Yerushalayim, let's say he came to Yerushalayim, after his week-long, came on the back of his donkey, he came to Yerushalayim and he met someone there. I said, I'm going to Yerushalayim, come with me. Yeah, they went together. And his friend, he sees his friend, goes to the Kaisel, doesn't write Kriya, so I'm not going to do that either. He knows what's doing. I'm the foreigner. He knows the Minhag HaMakom. He knows what to do. So the guests never saw people taking Kriya. So they don't guess because the residents didn't do Kriya, why should I do it? And because of that, it could be a minhag came around that people stopped rising Kriya like they should have been. So the point is, it's a bit of a shvach minhag for even people in Yerushalayim. People in Yerushalayim are recommended try to go every 30 days to avoid the shaila. If a person doesn't go every 30 days, then if they go afresh, they have a shaila, do I tear kriya? Do I not tear kriya? If somebody leaves Yerushalayim and comes back again, the patur goes away. You're not called in Yerushalayim. The Moedim Uzvanim, Rav Shtermach brings down, as it could be as far as a person lives in Yerushalayim, right? And you don't go to go and see, to go by the coast, you don't go to Yerushalayim, you daven in the Makom Kavos HaKadoshim every 30 days, that means you're not impressed anyway. If you're not impressed, so therefore, what are you waiting for? The whole thing is because you're impressed, you're mitzar. If a person's not mitzar, right? Don't bother. Again, it's a kula, it's a heter, it's not a heter, it's a limud zechus on people who are not taking kriya, living in Yerushalayim, because they have the 30 days expiration. It could be they like living near the sea. They are living near the sea, the chiyah bracha goes away. Who are living in Yerushalayim, the chiyah kriya in Yerushalayim also goes away because you're in the environs. Again, it's a limud zechus, it's not really a proper kula.
But you have to do kriya, you have to do a whole
We'll get there. Maybe. So that's people living in Yerushalayim. People visiting Yerushalayim, right? The Mechaber says, like, the Mechaber Paskins, like the Gemara, the Mechaber says that there is a Chiyuv Kriya, person goes to Yerushalayim, first Ori Yehuda, and then Yerushalayim. Ori Yehuda is a shy what Ori Yehuda is. Ori Yehuda is a separate Chiyuv. It could be that there's no Chiyuv Kriya now on Ori Yehuda for one of two reasons. Either because we don't know exactly where they are, and also it could be because Amal Gitzaitin, people travel from a different direction. Now everyone goes to Yerushalayim always from the east. No one comes from the west. Or you're the west and the south. Or you're the west and the south. So now, since a person is always picking Yerushalayim first, the first city you see of Churban is always Yerushalayim. Once you've torn once on a Churban of Yerushalayim, then you don't tear again when you see another Or Yehuda. So therefore, the Shaila became really irrelevant, because the first city people always saw of Or Yehuda, the cities of Yehuda, was Yerushalayim. Once you see Yerushalayim, you tear anyway Yerushalayim. So therefore, you see another city, there's no Chiyuv Kriya anymore. So over the Chiyuv to tear Kriya on Yerushalayim, the Mechaber says Lehejim. When you see it, Roy Yerushalayim b'chubana, you go. When a person sees Yerushalayim in its destructive state, you always say Tzion Hois Amidbar Shmama. The Mechaber, you can look up the Mechaber in Tovkuf Samachalav Sivbeis. Kshorei Beis Hamikdash, you say Beis Kol Shanim B'Sifarteinu. If you see the Beis Hamikdash in its destroyed state, you say Beis Kol Shanim B'Sifarteinu, our house, our glory, Asher Hilucha Boya B'Sein, which everyone said was so wonderful. Holy Tzrei Fas Eish got burnt. Chomachal B'Den Hole Chorban, all those palaces were destroyed. V'Kireya. And you do Kriya. Kriya again is done Mu'umah, standing up. Tefach, Gobi Tefach. Only Beged the Elyon, only one Beged, the upper Beged. Now, people find Eitzes to avoid it. Few Eitzes given in the Poiskim are to go, let's say, on Shabbos, when you can't do Kriya. Go on Yom Tov, a person can't do Kriya. Chol Hamoed is a Shaila, also people go then, don't do Kriya then. According to the Igros Moshe, that may be very well, but it doesn't forever the problem that the Chore, if you come again the following week, you still have a Chiyuv Kriya. However, according to Rabbi Yashiv and the Poskim Yerushalayim, the minhag is that the 30 days is even starts on Shabbos. So the fact that you went on Shabbos lets you up for the next 30 days. If you don't, but any time you see Yerushalayim within the next 30 days, there's no Chiyuv Kriya, and obviously it carries on, spires on, because you never lose, you never had a new Chiyuv Kriya. According to Moshe, there is a Chiyuv Kriya anyway, and you just don't do it on Shabbos. If you see again, then there is a Chiyuv Kriya. The Ma'aseh said, the minhag is not to pass on Agri Moshe. Erev Shabbos Kodesh. Now, there is, again, a very spurious minhag in Yerushalayim not to do Kriya on Erev Shabbos after Chatzos. Michal Peretz is a big sefer. He's a Rosh Yeshiva in Argentina. He's in Mexico. He writes over there that the reason is because a person is, let's say, in Big Day Shabbos, and he doesn't have time to change back to his Big Day Begodim. He can't go on Shabbos with his torn clothing. So as covered Shabbos, someone goes on the Erev Shabbos without enough time to change back, then in a Chanamba you would not have to do Kriya. That's how he's magdir it. Ramoish says a different limud zechus. Ramoish says limud zechus could be that a person tears Kriya, he'd be so tzebrochen by it that it'll ruin his Shabbos. So a vada, if a person's on a madrega, and a Chanamba. If a person's not on a madrega, the Chore then Erev Shabbos Kodesh has to be Big Day Shabbos, and the Chodesh should be late in the afternoon, where it will be inconvenient to be able to change back again to avoid the problem. So as Big Day Shabbos, then you take out the Heter. People go, what is Shabbos? No Heter Bechlal. Why? Because there's no Kavod Shabbos, but you know, Tear Kriya. There's a Chiyuv Kriya. Again, the Chiyuv Kriya is only Beged the Elyon. First attack, it won't Tear Kriya, so take off your jacket before you get in an eye shot, and then do Kriya over there. The best place to do Kriya is, because the Sfeika is exactly what the Chiyuv Kriya is on. Is it on the Churban, the destruction? Is it on the dome, as the Bach seems to say, the Kuba, the dome of the rock, that mosque, that gold mosque thing, because that is over the Arabis, that's the Mokom Mikdash? Or is it on the Ritzpah, the floor, which of the Azorah? So if a person comes down from the square in the old city on the steps, go down and with the menorah, there's this menorah thing over there. That is a very good vantage point because you can see all three at once. You see destruction, the koisel, the dome, and the ritzpah. Koisel is a big shayla if that's called bechal achiv kriya. There's a machlokes in the achronim because it could be the koisel just the koisel harabais. It's not the koisel of the Beis Hamikdash itself. Koisel harabais is just the wall, the perimeter events. It's not actually and it's not a chuban either because it's still built. So it could be there's no achiv kriya on the koisel. The minig is when you go to the koisel, people take kriya. It could be because of the environment. You see the dome from there. You see the other areas. But the best place certainly is the platform, which is halfway up the steps from the old square in the old city, going down to the security thing over there. That person that's kriya over there, then you take a yitzah all the shittas. You could do the kriya proper. Again, take off your jacket so you can tear your shirt. The best way to do it is take a spare shirt. You can have the eight says you put the spare shirt on top of your regular shirt. So then when you take off your jacket, you can tear your shirt, do the kriya, and after that. According to and most points, Friday afternoon is only big day Shabbos, and it's Shvach Heter. If you don't run the Heter on Friday afternoon, take a shirt. But we're talking about people who don't have. You don't have the spare clothing, and Erev Shabbos is the problem. So the eight says, "Take a kriya like that. Take off the other shirt, and then a person doesn't have to keep the beged on. According to the Ashi, you should keep the beged on until you go away from the koisel. You do a kriya when you see the koisel, and until you leave, you keep it on. But most persons can say you can take it off straight away once you've done the kriya. The Chazon Ish, Taka did kriya and took it off straight away after you've done the kriya. Another eight that they do is people makan the begodim." That means they before they go to the koisel, they give all the clothes to somebody else with a kinyan suder. Again, this is a shvach heter because it might not work. You have to know what you're doing in the hilchas kinyanim as well. You have to make sure the person knows that you're not going to kriya on it. It's a shvach heter. People use it, unfortunately, when they shouldn't be using it. The ikur is a person's shirt that all the poiskim, Hadik poiskim, Yashiv, Rav Vosner, the guy with the rivet says, Rav Chaim Kanetsky writes, says, why are you trying to find aitzes to avoid doing kriya? It's a chiv kriya, it's a mitzvah. Now it's true, a person in a situation like this is on the way to chastan, he just passes by and he knows he's going to pass the dome and see the dome and he's going to have a problem, what should he do? So fine, then you're on the heitzah, be makne begodim. Or a person knows he's going to Eretz Yisrael, and he knows he's going to the koisel, he's going to see the dome, so take with you an old shirt, put it on, and rise kriya. Just get back to the chakir. The problem with talpiot is the talpiot is toil on the machlekes, the chayra of the Beis Yosef and the Toises. The problem is a person saw in talpiot, right? Let's see, toil kriya in talpiot. According to the Beis Yosef, you're not yotze bechlal. So a person thinks, I went talpiot, did it over there. Goes to Yerushalayim much later on. Hey, got new chayv kriya according to the Beis Yosef, according to Toises and Rashi. Why? According to the Beis Yosef. You're in Yotz and Tapiot. Why? It's too far away. So therefore, if a person wants to do a Kriya and it doesn't far away, or he's Makas Begodim in Tapiot somebody else, then he is Oibachok and gets to Yerushalayim in the main city, it's a problem. So because it's trying to do Eitzes, do it properly like it is, with all the Shias, and it's a shame the next time a person who goes to Yerushalayim, there won't be a Chayv Kriya altogether.